Peach.
Next with Bashkes.
News you need to know. You need to know now.
Maar perske is 'n somervrug. Daar's nie baie somer vir ons vandag met die begin van die lang naweek nie. Pretoria vandag op na net 22 grade, Johannesburg 21, Matanin op na 26 grade. Ons begin by die Durbanse Hooggeregshof. Dis waar Dzili Zuma Sambutla vandag verskyn. Die 42-jarige, wat die dogter is van voormalige president Jacob Zuma, word aangekla in verband met die 2021 Julie onluste. Nushera Sujel is by die hof.
Zuma Sambutla will appear for the first time in the High Court today, facing 3 charges of inciting terrorism and public violence during the unrest. These charges stem from several inflammatory social media posts that were made on X, formerly known as Twitter, which the state believes fueled the civil unrest that left over 300 people dead. She's been out on warning since handing herself over to police and appearing in the magistrate's court in January. During her bail application then, she admitted that the posts on her social media account were triggered by the arrest of her father. Nushera Sudial, Durban High Court.
Musa Mkize van die Mkonto Besizwe Partij is in KwaZulu-Natal is by die hof en hy sê lede sal opruk om Zuma Sambutla te ondersteun.
They are defending what we still believe it was wrong for arresting our president. And we will stand by anyone who is being treated illegally. Because this is all a strategy to attack on the president and the strategy to attack the Mkonto Besizwe Party.
Dis 'n groot dag vir maatskaplike toelaagbegunstigdes. Vandag is die laaste dag om die goue SASSA-kaarte vir swart posbankkaarte te verruil. Die goue kaarte word uitfaseer. Aktivis Aaron Edward het help met die proses om bejaardes te ondersteun.
Some of them, they left it for last minute. It's their fault. On the other hand, SASSA was very kind where they actually allowed the disabled and the ones that were terminally ill, they sent people up to the houses and got it done, sent the banks up.
Die Nasionale Departement van Gesondheid vra die publiek om op hoede te wees te midde van die verspreiding van apokke. Nog 3 gevalle van die siekte is aangemeld, al 3 in die Ekurhuleni gebied in Gauteng. Woordvoerder vir die Gesondheidsdepartement Vaste Mogale sê een van die nuwe gevalle is 'n 14-jarige.
This also highlights the necessity of rapid and well-coordinated contact tracing activities for early detection and effective management of positive cases.
Meer by jackaranda.fm.com, klik op news. In Finland is vir die 8ste agtereenvolgende jaar bo aan die wêreldgelukkigheidsverslag. Vanjaar se verslag beoordeel 147 lande oor hulle vlakke van gelukkigheid gegrond op die bevolking se gemiddelde beoordeling van hulle lewensgehalte. Suid-Afrika is 83ste op die lys. Ex-Khaira D'Souza, Dzili Zuma Sambutla expected in the High Court today on charges relating to the 2022 unrest.
Thank you so much, Khaira. 4 minutes past 9, Jacaranda FM's Work Zone. Ek wil die stemnota wat praat van die SASSA-kaarte, dat ons tot die laaste minuut gewag het. Ek wil net opkom vir mense wat in die ry staan. Nie almal het dit gelos vir die laaste minuut nie.
Daar was mense wat deur die aand in rye geslaap het.
Ja, ek dink dis onregverdig dat iemand so iets sou sê. So ek wil net aan almal, if you've taken offense to that comment now, because I have on your behalf, I want to say I know that you, because people this week have spoken on our WhatsApp line about how they've been queuing to try and update their cards. And Chanel September came in and she said, because there's been this meeting, people will still be able to trade with the old card.
Yeah.
You know, so people have been trying.
They have been, and they are aware of it, which is why it will not be by the end of today. It was an activist from KwaZulu-Natal, Aaron Edward, and he has been on the ground helping people. So granted, he may also have spoken about the people in that area.
Sure.
But I agree with you. I think no one who survives on this money will just say, we will leave it until the last.